Here are the 1 p.m. observations from the Jackson Purchase area. At Paducah, it was cloudy, temperature was 48 degrees, dew point 37, the relative humidity was 65%. Wind was west at 7 miles an hour, the pressure was 30.05 inches and rising. At Murray, it was cloudy, temperature was 46 degrees, dew point 39, the relative humidity was 76%. Wind was west at 16 miles an hour, gusting to 22. At Mayfield, it was cloudy, temperature was 46 degrees, dew point 37, the relative humidity was 71%. Wind was west at 13 miles an hour, gusting to 18. And now, some additional observations. At Carbondale, it was cloudy, temperature was 49 degrees. The wind was northwest at 14 miles an hour, gusting to 25. At Dyersburg, it was cloudy, temperature was 53 degrees. The wind was west at 15 miles an hour, gusting to 21. At Cape Girardeau, under cloudy skies, it was 52 degrees. The wind was west at 15 miles an hour. At Hopkinsville Fort Campbell, under cloudy skies, it was 48 degrees. The wind was west at 18 miles an hour, gusting to 25. Elsewhere around the region, at Louisville, rain was falling, with a temperature of 47. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 58 at Memphis, and 58 at Poplar Bluff. At St. Louis, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 53. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 51 at Nashville, 44 at Owensboro, and 45 at Mount Vernon, Illinois. The current time is 1:13 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Looking at the latest weather maps, as a low-pressure system moves away from our region today, light shower activity across mainly the northern half of the region will gradually end from west to east. Skies are expected to clear west of the Mississippi River in the late afternoon and over the rest of the region in the evening. It will be noticeably warmer and drier on Sunday and Monday, but a large-scale low-pressure system moving out of the Central Plains is forecast to affect the region by Monday night. Showers and eventually thunderstorms are forecast into midweek, with the best chance of heavy rainfall on Tuesday. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the Purchase area. Today, cloudy. Highs in the mid-50s. West winds around 15 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy until midnight, then clearing. Lows in the upper 30s. West winds around 5 miles an hour. Sunday, sunny. Highs in the upper 60s. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s. South winds 5 miles an hour. Monday, partly sunny. Highs around 70. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Monday night, mostly cloudy. A chance of rain until midnight, then rain and a chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the lower 50s. Chance of precipitation 90%. Tuesday, rain and a chance of thunderstorms. Rain may be heavy at times in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s. Chance of precipitation near 100%. Tuesday night, rain likely until midnight, then a chance of rain after midnight. Lows in the lower 50s. Chance of precipitation 70%. Wednesday, partly sunny with a 50% chance of rain. Highs in the lower 60s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy. A 20% chance of rain until midnight. Lows in the lower 40s. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. Highs in the lower 50s. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 30s. Friday, partly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. Again, the forecast for the Purchase area for today, cloudy. Highs in the mid-50s. West winds around 15 miles an hour. This hazardous weather outlook is for portions of southern Illinois, southwest Indiana, western Kentucky, and southeast Missouri. Day 1, today and tonight, no hazardous weather is expected at this time. A few remaining river points on the lower Wabash and Ohio rivers continue in minor flooding. Please refer to the latest river statements for details. Days 2 through 7, Sunday through Friday, there is the potential for heavy rain Tuesday and Tuesday evening. This may cause localized flooding issues across parts of the outlook area during the time. A few remaining river points on the lower Wabash and Ohio rivers continue in minor flooding. Please refer to the latest river statements for details. Spotter information statement. Sky warns spotter activation is not anticipated.